How could he make the approach? Every man in the base wore a screen, and they were mighty careful. No dogs or other pet animals. There were a few birds, but it would smell very cheesy indeed to have a bird flying around pecking at screen generators. To anyone with half a brain, that would tell the whole story, and these folks were really smart. What then? There was a nice spider up there in a corner, big enough to do light work, but not big enough to attract much, if any, attention. Did spiders have minds? He could soon find out. The spider had more of a mind than he had supposed, and he got into it easily enough. She could not really think at all, and at the starkly terrible savagery of her tiny ego the lensman actually winced. But at that, she had redeeming features. She was willing to work hard and long for a comparatively small return of food. He could not fuse his mentality with hers smoothly, as he could do in the case of creatures of greater brain power. But he could handle her after a fashion. At least she knew that certain actions would result in nourishment. Through the insect's compound eyes, the room and all its contents were weirdly distorted, but the lensman could make them out well enough to direct her efforts. She crawled along the ceiling and dropped upon a silken rope to Jalti's belt. She could not pull the plug of the power pack. It loomed before her eyes, a gigantic metal pillar as immovable as the Rock of Gibraltar. Therefore, she scampered on and began to explore the mazes of the set itself. She could not see the thing as a whole. It was far too immense a structure for that. So Kinnison, to whom the device was no larger than a hand, directed her to the first grid lead. A tiny thing, thread thin and gross. Yet to the insect, it was an ordinary cable of stranded soft metal wire. Her powerful mandibles pried loose one of the component strands and with very little effort pulled it away from its fellows beneath the head of the binding screw. The strand bent easily, and as it touched the metal of the chassis, the thought screen vanished. Instantly, Kinnison insinuated his mind into Jalti's and began to dig for knowledge. Eichmiel was his chief. Kinnison knew that already. His office was in the second galaxy, on the planet Jarnavon. Jalti had been there. Coordinates so-and-so, courses such-and-such. Eichmiel reported to Boscone. The lensman stiffened. Here was the first positive evidence he had found that his deductions were correct, or even that there really was such an entity as Boscone. He bored anew. Boscone was not a single entity, but a council. Probably of the Eich, the natives of Jarnavon. Weird impressions of coldly intellectual reptilian monstrosities, horrific, indescribable. Eichmiel must know exactly who and where Boscone was. Jalti did not.